This news update is being brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumn Wood of Deckerville for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere. Call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, and some of your latest headlines will begin with a couple of local stories where law enforcement agencies, including St. Clair County Sheriff's Department, the Michigan State Police, and the Port Huron Police, swiftly responded to a bomb threat at the Fort Gratiot Home Depot yesterday afternoon. The threat, discovered on a bathroom wall about 3:30 in the afternoon, triggered a coordinated effort to ensure safety of patrons and employees. Deputies from the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department acted quickly, mobilizing bomb canine units for neighboring jurisdictions while the Fort Gratiot Fire Department remained on standby. Canine teams from the MSP and Port Huron Police conducted a thorough sweep of Home Depot to detect any potential explosives. Fortunately, their search did not reveal any bombs or immediate danger, for that matter. Following the clearance of the store, normal operations resumed without further incident. Sheriff Matt King of the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department praised the rapid response of law enforcement personnel and the effective collaboration among multiple agencies. Sheriff King emphasized the importance of community vigilance, urging individuals to report any suspicious activity. Just want to give a heads up to the village of Cass City, because Cass City will be doing a spring cleaning of fire hydrants in the community May 14th. That's a Tuesday. And then again on Wednesday, May 15th. A trial is underway in the Detroit death of a 17-year-old girl whose disappearance led to a month-long search through tons of rotting trash. Jalen Brazier is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Zion Foster. Her remains have not been found. Detroit police in 2022 raked through tons of rotting trash at a landfill to find any trace of Foster's body. The search was ultimately called off. Brazier told police that Foster died while they were using marijuana. He says he panicked and dropped her body into a dumpster, but he insists that he did not kill her. We'll come back just a moment on Thumb Broadcasting with more news.
At Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumn Wood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
The following stories are from the Associated Press. Porn actor Stormy Daniels has testified at Donald Trump's New York hush money trial about a sexual encounter she says they had back in 2006 that resulted in her allegedly being paid off to keep silent during the presidential election that happened a decade later. Daniels' testimony today included a detailed and at times graphic accounting of an encounter Trump has denied. Daniels' testimony is central to the case because in the final weeks of Trump's 2016 Republican presidential campaign, his lawyer, Michael Cohen, allegedly paid her $130,000 to keep her quiet. Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in connection with the hush money payments. The former president has pled not guilty to all counts. A woman who fell to her death during a graduation ceremony at Ohio State University last weekend has been identified as a Georgia resident. The Franklin County Coroner's Office says 53-year-old Larissa Brady was pronounced dead at the scene on Sunday, just below the stands, which the school says are 136 feet high. An investigation is ongoing, but a university spokesperson said Ohio State Police do not suspect foul play, and they believe the fall was accidental. Brady's daughter was among those graduating. The commencement continued without mention of what happened, but some students and others at the ceremony were visibly upset. Your news was brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere. Call 810-376-2145. That's Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.